John, it had everything but a goal, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, two teams. First half looked as though they were petrified of losing it. And then second half, both teams desperate to win it. And consequently, the games opened up. And both teams had chances.
And there were some big calls from the referee in there, wasn't there?
Well, yeah. You know, you just got to trust the referee. He had a lot of decisions to make. I think it was difficult for him because there was two really poor challenges in the first 10 minutes that he's tried to keep a lid on the game, and you got to admire him for that. But if the booking's the booking's, and he was booking people for far less than that after that went on. And I don't think that's fair, to be honest. If you make two transactions, he's the same player, and you make two bad challenges, and you've got to get booked. Doesn't matter what time in the minute it, or what minute of the game it is. And I think that probably put him on the back foot for the rest of the afternoon. Big call for the pen for them, that we think it's outside the box. We think we've got two good claims for penalties, the handball on the line, which would have lent to a sending off, and the one at the end on Matty Pearson. You know, there's conjecture whether there was a nick on the ball by the keeper, but even if there was a nick on the ball, it's not a clear block of the ball. He's clearly impeded our player. He wasn't going to stop him getting the ball because the ball had gone past him, and the only way he was going to stop him was by bringing him down. He did bring him down. The referee pushed the whistle to his lips and then probably ran out of puff to blow it. So, yeah, listen, you get some decisions that go for you, you get some that go against you. You know, we were possibly a bit fortunate that Shane McCartan stayed on the pitch after having a yellow. He did a poor challenge later on and he could have got a red. So, you know, probably got to be grateful for small mercies.
In the build-up, people like us in the media have been saying a draw is of little use to either side, but it keeps your run going and it's still on, isn't it?
Still on. You know, we're sick that we could have gone 2 points behind the pack and we could have leapfrogged Blackpool. Still a lot of football to be played. That's a difficult away game, chalked off. It gives us equilibrium of two home, two away now. So, and we've still got a chance. But the players are giving it their all. Possibly a bit too stretched and open for my liking in the last 15 minutes. But both sides were trying to win the game and you've got to probably give them both credit for that.
First half was notable for a couple of missed chances, one for Blackpool at one end, and Sean McConville seemed to snatch at yours.
Well, probably Billy Keyes was the best chance from the free kick after 2 minutes. You know, he's totally misjudged his header. He's got a clear header from 8 yards, and a player of Billy's calibre, you'd expect him to put that in. When they've broken the corner, I think it's an absolute sitter by them. So we dodged the bullet there. But apart from the penalty, our keeper hasn't made many saves.
Rest and recuperation over the weekend and getting ready for Monday.
Well, that's got to be. You know, we've got four massive games. I've just a word I've got to say about our travelling fans. They were absolutely fantastic today. It's great. It warms the cockles of your heart to see them in them numbers. They're all congregated behind the goal. The noise they made was fantastic. And, you know, for them to give up the bank holiday to support us, every credit to them. And I'd just like to say a big thank you to them.
And finally, a lovely moment. Tom Aldred went up to the Accrington fans and gave his Blackpool shirt to them.
Probably going to have to pay for that afterwards. But, you know, Tom's got a great relationship with the Accrington fans. I think they appreciated everything he did while he was here. They probably forgot the Samir game. But now he's a great lad, Tom. And I've got a lot of time for him. You know, he's one of them players. He's got a good character about him. He's got a good way about him. And it's nice to see him doing well.